Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, we are back on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we want to hear from you. We'll open up that hotline for you when we are talking about Jalen Carter and what the Falcons should do if he falls their way. You can call us and give us your thoughts at 404-741-0929. Mike and Bo, what should the Falcons do if Jalen Carter falls their way?
I've loved Jalen Carter. He just leaps out at you when you watch Georgia play. I mean, everybody goes back to the play where he's holding up LSU's quarterback and holds up the number one. But the work ethic issues are scary. And I talked to some guys at around the league, and you know, they had said that he takes plays off. I think a lot of defensive linemen take plays off. But we were talking about this a while back. Is he Glenn Dorsey? Because I don't want Glenn Dorsey. And that's what scares me. That's why I'm so big on Nolan Smith. He could do everything. I've also talked to people that watched him that they say he's amazing. He wins. He wins his one-on-ones. And he's not only a great player with great skill set, but Nolan Smith is a high-character guy. He's a locker room leader. I haven't heard any of that about Jalen Carter. I've heard Jalen Carter's a good dude and a good teammate. We also obviously heard the story about what he did for bought his teammate his meals all year because he didn't have a scholarship, and Jalen Carter did it with NIL money. That's a cool story. But I need a guy at 8 that's going to come in, impact my locker room, and impact on the field, and be you know, the next, Aaron Donald type player.
Yeah. Well, I think, look, and I think one of the things that jades my judgment probably is when you look back at the history of defensive tackles taken in the top 10, it's not a long history. You know what I mean? There's not a long history of illustrious careers coming out of defensive tackles in the top 10. And maybe that jades my judgment a little bit. And look, I want to make sure that we make this point, too, as we open up the hotline. I don't have my hesitance is not because of the off-the-field issues. My hesitance is strictly because of what you've heard surrounding his work ethic, the fact that he's taken plays off, the fact that you've shown on the field at times on film that you're not going 100%, and the fact that you get away from the brackets that surround you at a place like Georgia. And Kirby's done such an incredible job of getting the most out of these players. And you leave for 1 month, 2 months, and all of a sudden you start to fly off the rails a little bit. And I think that's just where Arthur Smith and the Falcons are right now, where they are going into year three. The question marks they still have in certain places, I don't think you can miss on a guy at 8. Now, he's still going to be a good NFL player. He's still going to be a first-round draft pick. He's probably still going to have an impact at some point for a football team. I just don't think that Arthur Smith and company can take that risk going into this season.
You are listening to The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live in the Kia studios, and we want to hear your thoughts on what the Falcons should do with that number 8 draft pick and possibly if they should use it on Jalen Carter. You can call us at 404-741-0929. I hate compartmentalizing things like, okay, there's the off-the-field issues, then there's the pro day. I feel like everything, for me, is just all encompassing. Right? Like, I don't think, because this happens a lot. Like, when things happen with guys in the league, it's like, oh, well, he's this off the field, but you know what? He can play football. And so that's when we're having this discussion before about how NFL is still going to take you if you can play. And maybe if your off the field issues, I shouldn't even say aren't that great. Some of them have been atrocious when we look at some of the guys just more recently that have had really bad issues off the field. So for me, it's an all-encompassing thing. So if I'm looking at a guy that has had some issues off the field and maybe, hasn't been in the best of shape, I'm probably not going to touch that guy.
No, it's not bad to take that and say, hey, you know what? If it all goes together. Problem is, people are probably going to get mad at me for using this example, but Tiger Woods had all the things he had going on off the golf course before it all came out.
He concealed that stuff really well.
And he would go out on the golf course and just destroy. And he was a winner. And you never thought about it. Some guys can do that. But I'm not sure if Jalen Carter can. And if you're an NFL GM, you can't take that gamble.
Well, we want to know what you think. And we do have Frank joining us this morning out of Fayetteville. Frank, what are your thoughts on what the Falcons should do with that 8th pick?
Morning, Shift. How we doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Good, buddy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, first off, Mr. Squidbilly, congratulations on the new show. Big ups to you. Y'all really stole the thunder of exactly what I was going to say. It's a big, hard no for me. If he had, and the Midday Show talked about this yesterday, that Kobe killer mentality, he would have came back to show everyone at the pro day, this is what Jalen Carter is all about. But he didn't do that. He went home, slept around maybe, gained some weight, got out of shape, went to his pro day, had cramps. He didn't come out with that killer mentality. And that's what we need for our number 8 pick coming off the edge or coming up the middle. We need someone like that. And to me, I think Nolan Smith is that guy. I think we need to go with Nolan Smith. The guy came back to lead the team with a torn pec. He could have, hung it up, said, I'm good. I'm going to go prepare for the draft. But that's not what he did. He came back. He did that teammate, that captain mentality, came back to help out his team. And that's who I'm going with number 8 is Nolan Smith. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the kind words. And man, Frank's clearly a fan of mine because he's
only fan.
As long as there's one Tiffany, I'll take it. Thank you, Frank.
No, we talk about the draft. It only takes one.
It only takes one person to like you. No, thanks, Frank.
No, man, he's hit the nail on the head. I love the Kobe reference, too.
I know. That was good.
That's been the issue all along.
We have another call coming in. Mad Dog out of Noonan. Hey, Mad Dog. Good morning.
How are you? Hey, Mike Johnson, what are you doing?
What's up, buddy? Long time. I saw your name on the sheet. I said, oh, man, here we go.
Give us your thoughts.
I think it's a no for me, too, mainly because of what the last caller said. He just kind of fell flat. He kind of got down in the dumps after all the stuff, off-field stuff, and which is completely understandable. But, the rest of the team, during the pro day didn't seem to look like that. I mean, Stetson Bennett was throwing. Everybody else was doing great. I mean, I agree. I think you should either trade back and get Nolan or try to get him right there at 8. I don't know if he's an 8 pick, but I think you could trade back and get him. But Nolan Smith would definitely. I mean, he would win over the locker room in a heartbeat. I mean, he's very infectious the way he is, his personality, the way he tries to lead. I mean, I love that about him. So I definitely think Nolan should be a Falcon. That'd be great. And Mike, how in the world did you fall into that trap with your wife? What the hell happened?
These are the real questions we need to know.
You to talk about not having the killer instinct. I got too comfortable. That's definitely on me. And thanks for the call, Mad Dog. Look, man, and it is interesting for Mad Dog. I've known him for a little bit of time right now. He's a diehard Georgia fan, and you haven't heard a lot of Georgia fans, I think, that have been really critical of Jalen Carter. So interesting insight from him for sure.
We've got Mike calling in from Griffin. Mike, good morning. And yeah, tell us your thoughts on what they should do with that eighth pick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, congratulations. Welcome to town. All that stuff.
Thank you.
Appreciate the show. Appreciate you letting me listen in. All right, so here's the thing. I did a little homework. I looked, at the best of my ability, at the last 10 character issue, you know, question marks, first round, top 10 draft picks. None of them, to this date, have made, I think two of them made a Pro Bowl or All-Pro. None of them have been in a playoff game. How do you? So I'm going to take a hard no on them. I agree with the previous caller. I'm not a Georgia fan. You know, I'm just looking at teams, you know, kind of like that Pat Riley mentality. I'd rather take, you know, a Derek Jeter, five-tool player, you know, that shows up early, stays late, than take, you know, the prima donna and get a few of those guys that, you know, have good chemistry. And we, you know, maybe we're not going to win a Super Bowl the first few years, but it will pay off if you can build a foundation and a culture that we will not tolerate. I mean, Lawrence Taylor was kind of like a one-off. Bill Parcells used to say, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, you know, except for Lawrence Taylor, it's probably going to be a duck, you know. And, you know, Lawrence Taylor earned the right to be an off-the-field menace because he showed up, and he did. He showed up early. He stayed late. I mean, yeah, there was the cocaine and all the other stuff, but it never showed on the field. Jalen Carter is a walking disaster. Now, he may be a great guy, and he may buy some lunches for some people, but red flags are red flags. And another thing, too, I'll use this little soapbox moment. There's too many young kids coming out of top 10 D1 schools buying their Corvettes and driving at 200 miles an hour, killing people. And I think at some point, somebody's going to need to take a stance on it. And I think the police kind of framed him up, and his lawyers did a great job. You know, if that was me around that corner killing two people, you know, I hate to be harsh, but I'm just, you know, I've got kids. I know y'all got kids. You know, somebody's got to take a stance and say no, thank you. We'll go with the next guy.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. Look, I want to take something that he said out of this. Was he's not a Georgia fan, and I know there's a lot of emotion in this conversation because a lot of Georgia fans have watched him play and they want him because he's their guy. And I understand that. We got to take the emotion out of it and look at it as a Falcon standpoint moving forward. Also, if you are a Georgia fan, let's just pick Nolan Smith and everybody's happy.
You guys have a lot to say about this decision, with what the Falcons should do with that eighth draft pick, and we love hearing from you. We're going to take a quick break and take some more callers. You can go ahead and hit us up on 404-741-0929. We cannot wait to hear from you. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
More than just sports talk. This is the Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we have been taking your calls this morning on what the Falcons should do with the 8th draft pick and if they should take Jalen Carter. We want to hear from you at 404-741-0929. And joining us now on the line is Zoe from the West Side. Hey Zoe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Okay. I'm good. First off, I want to talk about this Jalen Carter situation. And as far as I'm concerned, the previous callers, they're not Falcon fans. Everybody calling in, talking about no, they don't want Jalen Carter. They're just haters. They don't want us to get Jalen Carter. First off, let's talk about this character stuff. I'm a Georgia fan. I've been watching them all my life. And for the past 3 years, I only saw Jalen Carter dominate in the SEC at that defensive line position. Even at his freshman year, he was the best player on that line. So we're going to just discontinue all the talk about the talent. We're going to forget about that, because I don't care about a combine. If the man want to go home after, you know, the year is over, after dominating 3 years in the SEC and eat donuts, chicken and pizza and get out of shape, that's fine. He can do that after you dominated on the defensive line in the SEC for 3 years. So don't give me that crap about combines.
Hold on a second.
He got enough film in the SEC to prove not only is he a number one pick. I like Nolan Smith. But if you want the best player on the draft board that's left, then we should get Jalen. We should get Jalen Carter.
That's great. I'm glad he did against SEC talent. That's awesome. But guess what? You can't go home and eat all the things you just said, ho-hos and chicken wings and kegs of beer, when you're trying to play in the NFL. Because those guys, they don't. They work their ass off. They're ready to go. This is your audition. The biggest audition in your life is the combine. You have off-the-field issues, and then you compile it with gaining weight, not finishing drills. Look, you've showed it. Oh, that's great. I know he's a dog on the field. But the problem is you don't get lazy after you just played in college, okay? These are job auditions. And when if you think that teams aren't going to double take that and say, oh, it's okay, he dominated on film, what are you going to do going forward when you don't have structure like Mike talked about earlier? You can't do something for a little while and then say, well, I did it then, I don't have to put in the work anymore.
Zoe had a strong take on what they should do with the 8th pick. Hey, Jay is joining us now out of Ellenwood. Jay, good morning, and do you have a strong take on this?
Yes, I want to keep it, first of all, good morning, people. How y'all doing?
Morning.
I want to just keep it strictly football here. Because it seems like people are getting too riled up about the whole situation, and that's how it should be. It should be strictly about football. Jalen Carter is a great defensive lineman. But the thing is, after we just picked up a defensive lineman from New Orleans, am I correct, that with him and Grady on the other side, it really is going to be tough for him to get that time in there. That's my opinion on it. But I think the Falcons are really looking for that DN. It could be Carter. It could be that kid from Iowa. But to bring Jalen in like that, and he is a great kid, you know what I'm saying? And I think it would be tough for him to get that role right there. And I think the Falcons are not looking for that right now after they just picked up that kid from New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some substance to that. I don't know that David Onyemata is going to be exactly what Jalen Carter is going to be. And look, I don't think that anybody in here doesn't think that Jalen Carter is going to be a good NFL player. I think the position that I've taken all along and going all the way back to Friday is that he's just not for the Falcons. This is not a gamble that Arthur Smith can afford to take. Look, if you get him at 15 through 20, if you get him at 10 through 15 even, somebody might hit a home run, and you might have the guy that showed up on SEC Saturdays for the last 3 years. I just don't think that's what Arthur Smith is. And if you look at the roster moves, like we talked about in the first hour, and you mentioned David Onyemata, bringing in Calais Campbell for a visit, some of the other kind of things that have been leaked out of Flowery Branch, it's clear to me that the Falcons are thinking edge rusher corner and are going to shore up this defensive line through free agency.
We've got Aaron now joining us on the line from Lithia Springs. Aaron, how's it going, and what are your thoughts?
It's going great. First of all, I want to say welcome to the new staff, and everything, Mike, Tiffany, Mr. Billy.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thanks, boss.
Yeah. But I want to say, you know, look at the NFL. How many things similar to what Jalen Carter did has other players who are pretty good? I mean, you look at Ben Roethlisberger, you look at Michael Irvin, Alvin Kamara, Chad Wheeler, all those players are pretty good, but they got into trouble and it didn't affect their play on the field, and it didn't tear up a locker room, and they were winners. So, you know, that sometimes is just what happens. Hopefully he's learned his lesson. Also, the Falcons have been desperate for a pass rush for decades, literally decades. All right. And so it's time for us to go ahead and get that in there, get the defensive line right. And then, you know, we look at the Falcon filter, which is what got us into this mess. You know, we've been trying to get these people who don't get in any trouble, they stated themselves, they, you know, all of that is ideal, but sometimes you have to take those chances on people who have, I know me personally and everybody else I've known, we've done things that we shouldn't have done and regret it. He's a young guy. I know the Falcon has a culture that doesn't tolerate those things. They've gotten those veterans for a reason. And so for all those reasons, I think Jalen Carter would be a very good pickup for the Falcons. I think they would get his mind right. You know, Coach Smith is the kind of coach, I think, who players want to play for, players want to do right by. And so those reasons, I think they should get Jalen Carter.
Thank you so much for that, Aaron. And this is where I get, you know, torn to. Yes, I think everyone deserves second chances. But I just, you know, so many things have happened in the NFL where you have these guys, and he named some of them, Aaron named some of them, and it's like, what kind of message are you sending? It just separating on the field and off the field has always just been a real murky area. It's always been a problem, like, for me.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fair. And look, I think we've tried to be pretty clear on this show that, for me personally, the off-the-field stuff – is secondary. It really is. I mean, I go back to Pro Day and some of the whispers you've heard about work ethic. That's the only thing that scares me. And I think he is going to be dynamic for somebody. I think he's going to be very, very useful for some team in the NFL. I don't know that he solves your pass rush issues, though, if he's 9-10 pounds heavy. Now, I do agree with him that, look, Arthur Smith is going to get the most out of some of these players. I think you got to trust Ryan Nielsen that you can get in his ear. Maybe you build something in where he's got somebody taking care of his weight and you're weighing in and you're making sure he's in good shape and all that stuff. I just, it scares me at the eighth pick that you're going to take somebody possibly with red flags. And look, he's right about one thing. Decades you've been starred for really that pass rush. I mean, go back to John Abraham when I was around, all the way back to Chuck Smith. I mean, you've had a couple of guys, but it's been a while since you've had that really dominant edge pressure guy.
We love hearing from you guys. We appreciate all the calls that came in this morning and can't wait to do it again on another pretty hot topic. Speaking of hot topics, Life of Squid.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to you guys about a movie series that I've gone back and rewatched. I think we're going to have a special guest in studio to help talk us through this because I want to rank them, but I also want to make sure that you guys have actually seen them. It's coming up next on The Life of Squid on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What are the haps? Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the morning shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Welcome back into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. You are listening to the Life of Squid. All right, let me get into it. Mike, Tiffany, we are joined by the great Mike Conti because this is right up your alley, Mike, what I'm about to talk about.
I'm like hunched over the microphone here. I'm ready to go.
I can feel the energy.
I'm about as passionate as anything I'm ever about.
Oh, well.
Boom! Yakabakas! That's right. Even more than that.
Wow. Okay. Yes. So Netflix has like Rocky 1 through Rocky 5 right now on the catalog. I wake up early mornings and I like to goof around on my phone, play like some of these games like Wordle and stuff, and I don't want to watch anything like a series or whatever, so I've started watching Rocky. Boom. I've went through Rocky 1 through 5. I watched Rocky Balboa last night. Have you guys seen the Rockies? I know Mike has. That's why he's in here. But have you guys?
I've seen Rocky 4. I think I've seen Rocky 5 and Rocky Balboa. So I think 1 through 3 I'm out on.
I'm pretty sure I saw the first one. And then as we talked about this morning, I watched 4, right? Because I'm always like, oh, Drago, and like,
yeah.
If he dies,
I have to know.
He dies.
I have to know who the opponent was in the movie to know which one it was. You know what I mean?
Like, Kinda.
I've seen a little bit of the Hulk Hogan.
All right, well, that was Rocky 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he wrestled
I've
with Thunderlips.
Bits and pieces of the Hulk Hogan.
Okay. So. That was the ultimate man against the ultimate meatball. But that was actually a gag scene at the beginning of the movie. He went on and fought Flubber Lang twice.
Okay. Yes. That makes sense because that I probably watched the first part of it and probably fell asleep.
See, so. You two
fell
like
asleep.
What?
One of the most motivational movies of all time.
Oh my God.
He's outraged.
See, Mike and Bo like are clearly like experts in Rocky, but I think like Bo, what you're getting at, like you just now watched this, like
No. I've watched them all for years.
Like, okay.
I was gonna try
to take a shot that way, but okay.
No.
I'm gonna sit back down. I'm gonna my L.
No, and I'm sure you're like this, Tip. Like there are movies when they come on TV, no matter what you're doing, you kind of drop everything, you gotta watch it, right? Like Shawshank Redemption is one of those for me. If it's ever on TV, I can't change the channel.
That's a heavy watch in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, well, like, I'm a complicated person. You know, so whenever a Rocky movie comes on, I drop everything and watch it. I'm sure we probably all have movies like that, right?
Yeah, but actually, Rocky is one. Shawshank's another one.
Yeah.
But to Mike's point, this is kind of what happened. I turned on Netflix. I told you it was early in the morning. I was going to play Wordle. And the first thing that popped up was the preview for Rocky. So what the hell do I do? I play Rocky. I watch Rocky, and I got now I'm stuck, and I'm about to start the Creeds, Creed 1 and 2. I'm going to rewatch them because I just watched Balboa. But my thing is, I know that there's a great debate. What is the greatest? Because Mike Conti's a Rocky historian. You just found that out.
I just learned something new.
But where do you rank these? Because Mike, I want to get your opinion. I know you got it. But for me, I've got 1 and 2 up there in my top ranking. But then I like to come in with Drago because, look, Rocky literally ended the Cold War. And you can't underestimate the importance of that and how important that movie was to not only our country, but to the world.
Look, I've seen very few of them, but I have to say this before I hear the rankings. I saw Rocky Balboa, and it's got to be bottom of the list. When I watched it, I was
it's
not good. I'm telling you, Stallone. Mike. And I know Stallone's having a resurgence right now, dude. But
good thing we haven't given him a key card yet.
Right. You have to understand something about Rocky Balboa. Rocky V was so bad that Stallone had to come back and declare, like, I can't end it on this.
Okay, I agree.
You know,
and I've seen 4, 5. And Rocky Balboa.
Okay. How
have you seen 4, 5 and parts of 3 and Rocky
that's
Balboa?
That's the same with me.
Well, look.
Like, to my record, like, my bell's been rung a few times from soccer and stuff. Like, well, I don't remember a lot, but I know.
Listen, it's okay. There are people listening to us right now who are unaware that I've never seen any of the Star Wars movies, and they probably think I'm really weird about that.
No, I haven't really either. I mean, I've been forced to watch, like, one, and then I was like, no more.
Forced?
I was at a soccer team party, and then it was on, and I'm like, I'm just not into it.
I was going to say, is this another first date story?
Yeah. I was wondering where we were going with that.
You said it, not me. I'm glad.
Listen to me. This is very simple. Rocky 1 is the best of them all. It actually won an Oscar for Best Picture. Can't do much better than that, right? Then I go with the first Creed. Okay, when I saw the first Creed up in the movie theater at Avalon in Alpharetta.
Yeah.
My wife had to carry me out of the theater. I was crying so uncontrollably. I was so emotional. And look, there's a long story behind all that. I grew up in Philadelphia. I'm a kid. Philadelphia didn't have a lot of sporting success when I was a kid. So Rocky was kind of our hero because he was the multi-time heavyweight champion of the world. And as Bo said, he humiliated a roided-up Soviet boxer in front of Gorbachev and ended the Cold War. So it's for me, Rocky won. Creed 1, I disagree with Mike. Balboa, Creed 2, Rocky 2, Rocky 4, Rocky 3, Rocky 5. That's my order.
I haven't seen Creed. I know I told you I missed out on a chance to possibly meet Michael B. Jordan because I made a friend on a plane that was working on a different movie with him. I was like, oh, you should come out to set. But because I don't like to do anything, I don't like being social sometimes. I was like, I'm never going to hit this lady up. And I didn't. I probably, missed out.
Are the Creed movies on Netflix too? The first two?
One just came out. A newer one.
There's a third one that I have not yet seen.
They're not on Netflix, but they're on a streaming device. I want to say it might be Paramount because I just saw them the other day. Know what? I think it's HBO Max. But they are on a streaming device because I saw it the other day.
Well, Tiff, you have probably a Delta flight coming up. I'm almost positive it's on the seat back on Delta right now. So
I like to listen to my music and then fall asleep. I'm not a big movie person, guys. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
I feel like
I could do something else with those 2 hours of my life.
You need a jolt of energy. You need a jolt of energy. The Creed movies are going to do it.
So when I go home later today, I need to start with one. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
On Netflix, I need to start with one. All right.
Must.
Homework assignment for me. I'll take it.
By the way, Mike, I respect you so much. And I respect your Rocky analysis more than anyone else because you are a Rocky historian. But I cannot believe that you rank Rocky IV so low. He single-handedly ended the Cold War and beat the greatest athlete to ever walk the earth at that point in time.
Listen, I know we're out of time. Just because I rank it low doesn't mean it's not phenomenal. It was the best movie of 1985. It just wasn't as good as the other Rocky
movies. The other ones are that much better.
They were that
much better. Mike Conti, a walking Rocky encyclopedia. I'm curious to know what Steak has to say about Rocky and all the movies. And we can probably ask him about that because he'll be joining us in just a few minutes here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift. The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, we are wrapping things up, and that means Steak is here joining us in studio with Rusty Manziel. We got the steakhouse coming up next. Hey, did you hear us talking about Rocky, like the movies?
I heard most of your show today.
Have you seen all of them?
I mean, come on. Look at Do you know what generation I grew up in?
I'm just checking. I
was born in 1966, so Rocky came out in 75, I think it was, right? So, of course, I've seen every one of them.
I got two posters that hang in my office, the Rocky IV movie poster and Michael Jordan's shot against the Jazz.
And those are the two?
That's the two.
I've seen Rocky IV and the first one.
Hey, Stanky, it's my anniversary today, man.
I heard that.
I need to text you and get some.
I can help you with a reservation as long as you don't call me February 13th on Valentine's. Those clowns. I'm going to see a couple NFL players. You want to talk about entitled guys I barely talk to who are just like, yo, man, I need help. We're going
tonight.
To Buckhead.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, no, Valentine's.
Oh, man.
And I was like, bro, I haven't talked to you in how long? And you want me to now, like, find.
But you're the guy. You've got to feel good about that, right? Yeah.
Not on February 13th.
He's the authority.
Not on February 13th.
I think last year we went to the Select up in Sandy Springs.
Yeah, it's a great call.
Great.
I got
spot.
A place for you.
All right.
All right. Will you text me later?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right. We got a show coming up. We got to go. Yeah. It's late. So, bye.
Steakhouse is next.
Welcome to the Steakhouse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.